It's April 1985, and I'm on holiday in Cairns, far north Queensland, in Australia, on the Great Barrier Reef. I hired a mini moke and drove up the delightfully named Captain Cook Highway to explore the northern beaches. So I pulled off at Trinity Beach, and there was this fabulous esplanade with the breeze blowing in the trees and the waves crashing on the shore. And there was a desk on the grassy verge with a phone and a real estate sign, and sitting there was the agent, John Wolfe. "How'd you like my office?" he said. "Come on, I'll show you around Trinity Beach." And he showed me the quiet streets, the shops and the school and the park. "By the way, this piece of land is owned by somebody from Sydney, and there's a pilot from Lufthansa buying this piece, and you can always buy this block if you like." "Hang on a second, just a minute. I'm on holiday," I said. "I know nothing about buying land." "Well, you'll need a solicitor, and look, I leave tomorrow." And so there he was at the airport the next day in shorts and flip-flops with a big smile saying, "Here's the contract. I found you a solicitor. And if you like it, when you've looked at the documents, you just sign it and fax it back and you can buy it. And if you don't, chuck it away, have a nice life, and I'm off back to my office on the beach." Wow, brilliant. And so I flew back to Britain thinking about it, thinking about the sun always shining on my land, either in Australia or the UK. And I started to dream an unbelievable dream. And a month later, yep, I'd bought a piece of land in the tropics. 3 years later, I was back and found someone had fly-tipped on my land. And I was horrified. "Oh, don't worry," says Wolfie, "I'll swap it for you." "What do you mean you'll swap it? Oh, look, I've got somebody who can buy that piece. And there's another nice piece of land here on Trinidad Close. You'll really like this. It's got views out to the ocean and it's a short walk to the beach. And it's perfect for your dream." Now, my dream home was an old Queenslander home built on stilts so the air flows around it to keep it cool. And I was introduced to this architect, Gordon McClymont, who lived just around the corner. Now, Gordon McClymont designs properties in Australia, Africa, Europe. And we met at Heathrow Airport in the winter of 1988 and talked through what I wanted before jet lag took over and he fell asleep in the soup. I want a pole home with an atrium in the middle with palms growing up through it and a secret rainforest pool with a bridge over the top. I want cathedral ceilings and wraparound verandas and a view to the Coral Sea and a rainforest escarpment. Wow, you don't want much then. Gordon listened, drew up a dream home using the contours of the land, didn't need to cut anything away, gave just a tantalising glimpse from the roadway. And we used top quality builders, North Queensland pole homes. So this house has 52 poles, one for every week of the year, 17 roofs, a rainforest pool with a waterfall and a bridge visible from all around the home, and all the living quarters are on one floor with room to extend beneath. Sounds great, doesn't it? Gets better than that, because it's got polished Tasmanian oak floors reflecting the light from the gorgeous glass louvered windows. Big high cathedral ceilings keep the house cool in summer. Triangular windows fit into fascinating arched walls of western red cedar from Oregon. The main bathroom's got an open air feel. You shower or bath at treetop height and you look out on the gum trees with the kookaburras calling. The master bedroom's got a hooded triangular window, home to a green tree frog. Gives a little secret glimpse of the pool beneath. The deck extends around the north side of the house, giving wonderful open-air treetop living. Garden. Yep, that's got our favourite Australian horticulture. Flame trees, tree ferns, palms, vivid bougainvillea, bananas. And at the back of the property, there's a native rainforest trees with buttress roots and towering figs. High in the trees, actually, there's a goanna that's made its home there 25 years ago, still living there. I dreamed this dream in 1985. Built it in 1991. Took just 9 months. You can see my name, Job Mallet, on the floor joist in the carport. I've owned it and cared for it ever since. I'm proud of this achievement and proud to be part of the most beautiful beachside community in far north Queensland. Dreamed in London, designed by international architects from Trinity Beach, built by North Queensland Pole Homes, maintained by Trinity Beach builders, John and Richard Hollander. This home has been lived in and cared for by just about the nicest people on the northern beaches. The architect, still my pal. The solicitor, Terry Caridus, did his first conveyancing job on this land. He's my best friend in Australia. The Hollanders I see regularly in Trinity Beach, and then last year they came to my panto in Windsor. My family's been part of the local far north Queensland economy for over 3 decades. Now, why don't I live there? Well, the idea originally was 6 months here and 6 months there. But life has a habit of just getting in the way of some of those dreams, so I've done almost all of that. But now it's time for someone else to take on this dream and make it their own. I take great happiness in what we've achieved, and I know that the friendships this house has formed will stay with us forever. And whoever has this house next will live in it and love it even more than we do, if that's possible. So if you ever want to dream a dream, make sure you make it happen. There's just nothing better.